Every few years, local voters have been deciding on ballot questions on local sales tax law, including the exemptions from sales tax. Some of the proposed changes have come from a committee of elected leaders and business owners. That committee reformed this year and may generate more ballot questions for 2014 since there's no election this October. Committee member Sue Flint, who's also on the Borough Assembly, read a mission statement that she helped write for the latest committee.
This is what we came up with: to review the sales tax code, to simplify the code and collection procedures, and to generate an equal or greater amount of revenue so the borough does not have to decrease services or increase property taxes.
The municipality has collected about $2.8 million in sales tax the past 2 years. That number dropped closer to $2.6 million for the 2 years before that during the global economic recession. As part of its review, the committee will be looking at the borough's long list of exemptions from sales tax. Member Fran Jones thought the committee should be looking at each one at a time.
There are some that we can't do anything about, like air charters, WIC, food stamps,
right.
That sort, medical services.
Right.
Those are already tax exempted by law. But the other ones, you know, like sales out of the ordinary course of business, rental receipts, there's a bunch in there that can really be looked at.
Sales tax is not collected for things like insurance, funeral goods, utilities, or items that are bought for resale and goods to be used outside the borough, to name a few. It's also not collected for people over the age of 65, and that looks to be a growing percentage of the local population over the next few decades. Many of the exemptions, including the senior exemption, have been supported by local voters in the past, and ultimately it will be up to voters again which exemptions stay and which ones go. A year ago, voters said no to an increase in the sales tax cap by a narrow margin, and in 2011, voters decided to end the exemption for seniors and nonprofit organizations purchasing alcohol and tobacco, but they also approved the possibility of up to 2 tax-free days a year. The committee plans to meet once a month through the winter and hopes to have recommendations to the Borough Assembly by March. That could mean more ballot questions on sales tax a year from now. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.